Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Folks, I'm going to need a new supply of conspiracy theories because I'm clear out of them. I'm clear. Every conspiracy theory I was told was a conspiracy and was theoretical in the past is now a fact. May have been a conspiracy, but it certainly wasn't theoretical because they're now facts. Major conspiracy theory update show as we again make complete fools out of the assholes in the media. It's just so easy. Remember that song from the 70s with the It's So Easy? You remember that? You know who sang that show? I have no idea. Linda, look at it. Joe, culture guy. I always get that shit wrong. Today's show is sponsored by Blackout Coffee. Stop giving your money to woke companies that hate you. Visit blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino for the best coffee. Use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. I got a stacked show for you today. I'm going to line it up for you right in the beginning. How does NBC guy, just in an effort to own the conservatives, that's all he wanted to do, made an asshole out of himself yet again? It's so simple. It's like a bunt every single time. Folks, you want to discover the incredible benefits of a good night's sleep? I had one last night. You know my secret? Beam Dream. You got to embrace a restful slumber. It rejuvenates your body. This is a product that could revolutionize your nighttime routine. Beam Dream is a game changer. Their Dream Powder, it's a hot cocoa designed specifically for sleep, could transform your nights. And today, my listeners get a special discount on Beam's Dream Powder, their best-selling hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Now available in delicious flavors like cinnamon cocoa, yes, chocolate peanut butter, and mint chip. Better sleep is never tasted better. Dream contains a powerful, all-natural brand of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. Just mix Dream into hot water or milk and enjoy before bedtime. Want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder? Take advantage of their biggest sale of the year and get up to 50% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Bongino and use coupon code CYBER at checkout. That's shop, B-E-A-M, Beam, shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code CYBER for up to 50% off. Your body and mind deserve the gift of restful nights. Thanks, Shopbeam. All right, Joseph, let's go. Big show today.
It's a wonderful Wednesday.
Yes, it is. Midweek. We got a, what is it, hump day? I heard this morning, I was watching some cable news, and one of the hosts was like, and it's Thursday morning. I was like, it's not. I think it's Wednesday, but I've done that before, so no big deal. All's forgiven. Major conspiracy theory update. Ladies and gentlemen, these people are really, really bad at this. You know the media sucks. Let me tell you something right now. If you listen to mainstream media news, I promise you, I'm making this solemn promise to you as your friend and your buddy, you are going to get yourself hurt or killed. Nothing these people tell you is true. You know my dipsy-doo flipperoo theory. Whatever these people tell you is false or conspiracy theory is most obviously true, and they're usually covering up for liberals and Democrats. Remember when the jerkwads at NBC News just a few weeks ago tweeted this out? They were talking about me, by the way. Conservative social media influencers have shared speculation with no evidence that attacks in Israel would soon be followed by similar attacks in the U.S. The FBI says it has no information indicating a credible terrorist threat against the U.S. Oh, you remember that one? And I said to you that a lot of people I know in the business, fuck NBC News, that a lot of people I told you in the business who were in the business of actually keeping you secure were telling me that that is in fact bullshit. And before I had said it, they were telling me that yes, the heightened elevated threat level in the United States is through the roof right now. You remember that? NBC News will get you killed. Listen to these a-holes at your own risk. These people will get you killed. Now, what was I basing this on? That the threat level to you across the southern border and with these terror attacks around the world was elevated? One, on some internal contacts I'd had with experts in the space who told me your threat level is elevated. Also, unlike the dipshits at NBC News who don't know a damn thing about a damn thing, I'm listening to the actual terrorists who were telling us that we're a target. NBC News, I know this is a shocker. I know this is hard to do. Here was the Iranian foreign ambassador at the UN just the other day. This is one of the little tidbits of information, although it happened after this article, that the traffic was elevated because they're just saying right now you're a target. So maybe we should listen to them assholes at NBC News. Take a look at this.
I warn, if the genocide in Gaza continues, they will not be spared from this fire. It is our home, and West Asia is our region. We do not compromise with any party and any side, and we have no reservation when it comes to our home's security.
Okay, Iranian foreign ambassador. Yes, we will kill you, mother, at the first opportunity we can. NBC News, 18-year-old with a journalism degree who probably voted for Joe Biden and has an Obama sticker, hopey changey thing in his bedroom with a Palestinian flag. There's no threat, bro. There's no threat, bro. Everything's cool. Everything's fine. Who are you going to listen to? You going to listen to me? Your friend who's pretty much nailed every single major story of our time? Sorry, it's true. That sounds cocky. I actually have books about it. We actually wrote them. Or you're going to listen to NBC News that's been on the wrong side of every single one. Listen, these dipshits will get you killed. Why am I talking about this today? Well, I haven't even gotten to that yet. It goes to show you, you cannot trust the FBI and you cannot trust the media. These people will get you killed. They have zero allegiance to this country. They have zero allegiance to your public safety. They only care about liberalism and progressive ideas. That is it. That's it. I also listen, unlike the morons at NBC News. Imagine putting this on a tweet. By the way, Gee, save this. Because God forbid something happens here, and I'm afraid it's going to. I'm going to make sure I never let these pieces of shit live it down. Ever. These people will get you killed. Here's Hamas. This was right around the time they put this tweet out in that little space. This traffic was all over the place. Here's the Hamas people talking about how targets all over the world are viable targets for them. Don't tell NBC News. Check this out.
When we speak about the Army of Jerusalem and the Battle of the Promise of the Hereafter, we are not talking about liberating our land alone, but we believe in what our Prophet Muhammad said. Allah drew the ends of the world near one another for my sake, and I have seen its eastern and western ends. The entire 510 million square kilometers of planet Earth will come under a system where there is no injustice, no oppression, no treachery, no Zionism, no treacherous Christianity.
Just listen to the terrorists. How hard was this? Now, I opened up the show telling you this was going to be a major conspiracy theory update. That everything that NBC News and the FBI tells you coming out of the conservative ecosystem is a conspiracy is almost 100% true. Ever our track record of success is impeccable. And the opposite is likely true. Which means if they say conservative social media influencers are elevating a threat that doesn't exist, it means conservative social media influencers know about a threat that exists and we're trying to hide it to protect Joe Biden. Oh, look. This was dated October 12th. It's November 1st. I only know that because Halloween was yesterday. Christopher Wray, FBI director, who I think now knows that that was all bullshit and knows his FBI was covering for Biden. And let me tell you what's happening in case you think before I play this clip that Christopher Wray had an epiphany. The threat level in the United States right now, according to my sources, is catastrophic. The likelihood of something happening is very high. I'm sure NBC News will write another conservative social media for Dan Bongino. Hype's non-existent threat. Again, I'm sure they'll do that because they probably want to get you killed at this point. But the reason Christopher Wray said this yesterday on Capitol Hill is because I guarantee you his internal information is catastrophic right now, and he does not want to be on the record saying, oh, yeah, listen, everything's fine, no problem, nobody worry about anything, because when it does, he knows he'll be infamous for that exact soundbite. So I'm wondering if we're going to get a correction from NBC News after Ray said this yesterday. Check this out.
But as I said a few moments ago, on top of the homegrown violent extremists and domestic violent extremist threat, we also cannot and do not discount the possibility that Hamas or another foreign terrorist organization may exploit the current conflict to conduct attacks here on our own soil.
He has to throw in, of course, the domestic threat, too, to make you believe the MAGA guy who lives around the corner is going to join Hamas and engage in a mass terror strike in the United States. Of course, he's making all that up because that's what he does. Folks, listen, man, I've been doing this a long time, okay? I maintain a really solid, strong network of people. Is it the best network around? I don't know. Is it a good one? Yeah. The reason I wrote Spygate, Follow the Money, and Exonerated in these other books was because sources had reached out to me. And I've always been candid about it. Some of them I didn't even trust right away. One guy I thought was totally full of shit. I did. I just thought the story was too incredible. Turned out his story was absolutely correct. He was an FBI agent. I maintain a good network of people. Please, man, I'm just begging you right now. Please, please keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open for the threat. The threat is real. It is out there. Listen, grand scheme of things, the likelihood of you being involved in a terror attack, thankfully, is relatively low. However, that does not mean the likelihood of a terror attack is low. You understand that, right? I know you're all very smart, unlike the morons in the media. It does not mean, it means, sadly, how many people we got watching right now? That of the 55,000 people we've got watching just 11 minutes in, sadly, someone will be impacted by this. However, the chances of it being you directly are still very low. There's no reason to panic. There's no reason to freak out. There is a reason, however, to be prepared and to keep your eyes open and be vigilant. These people at NBC will get you killed. Christopher Wray only said that yesterday because the threat level is catastrophic right now. That's why. Folks, when I was conducting Secret Service investigations into counterfeit, it was an eye-opener about the border. What is counterfeit money? What the hell does that have to do with the border? Folks, we had these Colombian notes from Colombia, the country of Colombia. Liberals probably think it's Colombia down south. No, we're talking about the country, C-O-L-O. We had these notes that would come. They were really, really good, high-quality counterfeit notes. And when we did investigations in them, we'd figure out that the same people dealing drugs were dealing counterfeit. Why? Because they were dealing with the same mules and the same sources crossing it in over the southern border. The exact same people who are trafficking kids, trafficking counterfeit, trafficking drugs, trafficking weapons across the border. The exact same people are the same ones that are trafficking terrorists. What do you think? All of a sudden they develop a set of morals when it comes to people who want to kill you? It opened my eyes. And folks, the FBI cannot be trusted. We did this whole police state movie. I was in the chat this morning talking to some of you, one of the McGroins this morning, about you guys bought the DVD. A lot of you saw the movie in the virtual premiere in the movie theater. The FBI has been totally distracted, folks. They are not prepared for this threat at the border. They are not, listen to me, they are not prepared. The enemy is already here. If you listen to the FBI and NBC, you will probably get hurt. Someone in this chat will probably get hurt. Elon yesterday was on Joe Rogan's show, Elon Musk, of course, talking about when he took over Twitter, how just a train wreck of an operation it was. This is what the FBI has been up to and focusing on. Folks, the FBI is not that big. You realize the NYPD probably right now has more police officers than the FBI? The NYPD in one city in America probably has more entities, law enforcement entities, than the FBI does. So when you're going to waste your time censoring people and working with Twitter under Jack before Elon bought it to go and censor people, which is what the FBI was absolutely doing, you are not doing what you should be doing, which is cutting off the terrorist sources of the source of new blood into the country at the southern border, and you're elevating the terror threat. Listen to Elon yesterday on the Rogan show talking about how Twitter was just basically a function of the United States government's big censorship apparatus. Your worst nightmare come true. Take a look.
The degree to which Twitter was simply an arm of the government was not well understood by the public. And it was whatever the official government, I mean, it was like Pravda, basically. You know, it's a state publication is the way to think of old Twitter. It was a state publication.
And was the justification from their perspective that they are progressive liberals, they have the right intentions, it's important that they stay in power, the progressive liberals stay in government and power, because this is their...
There was basically oppression of any views that would even, I would say, be considered middle of the road. But certainly anything on the right. I'm not talking about like far right, I'm just talking mildly right. The people, like Republicans, were suppressed at 10 times the rate of Democrats. Now, that's because old Twitter was fundamentally controlled by the far left. It was like completely controlled by the far left.
Your worst police state nightmare. This is why we did the film, and there's a whole part at the end. If you want to pick up the DVD, by the way, it's policestatefilm.net. Up to you, your call. We'll be at the live premiere tonight at Mar-a-Lago. We'll be watching the movie again. There's a section at the end where they talk about this, how the police state is working with tech companies like Google and Twitter and elsewhere to censor you. Now do you see why I'm so frightened about what's going on? I can't even imagine doing a presidential security operation in a high-threat country and someone comes to you and says, hey, Dan, I need to pull two of your advanced team guys. For what? We've got a guy... named Joe Armacost, and he's posting about how masks don't work. So we're going to have a meeting in San Francisco with Twitter, and we're going to make sure we get all that stuff pulled down. You'd be like, what are you talking about? Yeah. We're doing a presidential security operation here. This, you understand this is what the FBI did? Here was the old Twitter executive, Yoel Roth. You remember this guy? He gave a sworn declaration. And he talked about regular meetings. It's right here with the FBI, DHS, and industry peers regarding election security. He notes that they communicated pretty regularly and they expected hack and leak operations to happen. This was the FBI basically warning Twitter, winky, winky, nod, nod, you better censor anything that comes out about the laptop. They note that the expectations that they would do something about it, by the way, were discussed throughout 2020. And they learned in these meetings that there were rumors that a hack and leak operation would involve, Hunter Biden. Folks, the country's not safe, man. The country's not safe. We are totally and completely distracted right now. The FBI is not big enough to play F around games with censoring conservatives and simultaneously keeping terrorists out of the country on the southern border. I have been warning you about this stuff forever. I was told that, by the way, this is the conspiracy theory up. We're not done yet. Conspiracy theory number one. Dan Bongino said there's an elevated threat level. Oh, Christopher Wray just said the same thing yesterday. NBC News. Conspiracy theory number two. They're censoring conservatives. That's a conspiracy theory. Really? You just heard Elon Musk, who actually owns the company, and by the way, isn't even a conservative, saying exactly what I told you. You think you're wasting your time on the show here? You understand you guys have been a year, 6 months, 3 months ahead of the news cycle, and ladies out there, if you're listening to this show? Nah, man, I ain't bragging about what? A lot of radio hosts have gotten the same information. It's not just me. I think we have really good sources, though. You. It's now 70,000 people here. You are not wasting your time. I love you all. I'm never going to waste your freaking time. We don't traffic in conspiracy theories on this show here. We traffic in truth. We have exposed these assholes in the media over and over. What is it going to take for you to completely gaff these people off? They are worthless. Nothing they tell you is true. By the way, something else I warned about in my here. This again, I buy it, don't buy. I get it from the library. I really don't care. I'm proud of my work, and I wrote this book, Follow the Money. It's not my latest book, but I wrote it a couple years ago. The first chapter in the book is called "Insane in Ukraine." It's right here. Look, the whole thing—the widening circle, the Soros circle. The It goes over how corruption in Ukraine. I wrote this 2.5, 3 years ago, maybe more. The first chapter of the book, Insane in Ukraine, describes how Ukraine is a hotbed of corruption for swampy Republicans, Democrats, George Soros, and the FBI. It ties it all together in about 20 pages. The whole thing. You'll never look at Ukraine the same again. I was told that was a conspiracy theory, too. Oh, look, something happened yesterday. Yet another Dan Bongino conspiracy theory becomes a conspiracy fact. You ain't wasting your time, man. I'm never going to waste your time. I love you too much. And I'm honored you spend your time with me. Let me take a quick break and I'm going to get back to that. Folks have been stressed out a little bit lately. Field of Greens. You know, I rock and roll with this stuff. I love it. I had actually a big hand in the company creating this because I said to Miles, who owns Brickhouse Nutrition, I said, Miles, I need a solid, brother. I said, you know, I love eating my fruits and vegetables because they're the key to good health. I know that. But I'm on the road a lot. And there's a lot of these garbage products out there. You think you could create something better? And it was about a year later, he came up with Field of Greens. I've been hooked ever since. Folks, the shredded lettuce and a double-double and a fruit filling and a donut, yeah, that's all awesome. It tastes good, but that's not your five vegetables a day. No, Joe's like, really? No, Joe, it doesn't count. You got to get your five servings of fruits and vegetables in. Everybody knows it is the key to good health. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens, this is wild berry. They have delicious lemon lime too. Was medically selected by their own doctor to help support your nutrition, which could help your vital organs like your heart, lungs, kidneys, and immune system. Flu season's here. You gotta be healthy. Eat your fruits and vegetables. Field of Greens is your fruit and vegetable insurance. If you don't always eat right and exercise, join me and take Field of Greens. Let's get you started with 15% off your first order. Folks, I swear by the stuff. I've known these guys a long time. The product is amazing. Go to brickhousenutrition.com/Dan. Use promo code Dan and pick up Field of Greens today. Ghee loves the lemon lime. I'm partial to wild berry in the original flavor. You try them all out. Tell me what you like. I take it twice a day. Again, go to brickhousenutrition.com/Dan. Use promo code Dan for 15% off your first order. brickhousenutrition.com/Dan. Okay, back to the show. Another conspiracy theory update. We're 3 for 3 today. I was told that my book that discussed George Soros and the FBI and corruption in Ukraine. This is, by the way, I wrote it before the war even broke out. I was told again, too, it's a conspiratorial, theoretical conspiracy theory on top of a conspiracy theory layered inside of an enigma. Oh, look at this. Kanakoa the Great, our friend on Twitter, points out that Time Magazine, you know, Joe, that bastion of right-wing values, very far right. Time Magazine reports that Ukraine struggles to rally financial support after its failed counteroffensive and amid allegations of widespread corruption. This is all from the Time Report, but Time Magazine, folks, not Breitbart, not Bongino.com. Not that they're not accurate, but I can. This is the look. Here, a top Ukrainian presidential advisor warns that people are stealing like there's no tomorrow when asked about bribes and corruption. Folks, I'm not suggesting the Ukrainians deserve what's happening to them at all. I am very sympathetic to the cause. I am also a realist. There is a limited amount of money. We are in massive debt. And if we're paying for stuff and it's not going to weapons and it's going to corruption, I don't know about you, but I'd be kind of pissed off. They note that the southeastern fifth of Ukraine, where the population is predominantly Russian speakers, remains under Russian control. That Zelensky's close advisors warning him that he deludes himself. We're out of options. We're not winning, but try telling him that. And Ukraine's shortage of soldiers is more dire than its deficit in arms and ammunition. Draft officers pull men off trains and buses and send them to the front. Folks, they don't deserve any of this. They don't. Vladimir Putin is a piece of garbage. He's an international terrorist, and he's a nuclear-powered enemy of the United States. However, it is pretty clear right now that the mission in Ukraine is unclear, that we don't know where the money is going, and now that Time Magazine is reporting on it, now, all of a sudden, people even in the moderate Democrat and Republican side are starting to say, where's our money going? It gets worse, folks. Corruption remains widespread despite Zelensky firing numerous officers and the defense minister. What are we paying for? What are we paying for? Why are they throwing him under the bus? Kanakoa notes in his tweet. I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. But there's the article right there. In case you think again, Kanakoa, it's a conspiracy theory. He's citing the Time Magazine article, a-holes. People are stealing like there's no tomorrow. There it is from the actual article. Folks, Ukraine was knee-deep in the plot to take out Donald Trump. Ukraine knows things about Joe Biden. Let me be clear here. I am speculating. Everybody tracking, but I owe you. I don't like leaving you with an I don't know because I have an idea and a thought. Ukraine clearly knows a lot about Joe Biden's corruption. James Comer released today yet another video showing how money was paid to Biden, Joe Biden, out of a checking account after being laundered through multiple other accounts. Joe Biden was clearly knee-deep in the Ukrainian mess using his son Hunter to collect money from a natural gas company while Joe Biden was appoint man in Ukraine. The natural gas company was under investigation. The investigator, the prosecutor general, was fired, and Biden pushed for that, as he admitted on tape. Are the Ukrainians backhandedly threatening Joe Biden that if we don't get our money, we're going to release the Kraken, release the hounds, release the dogs of war? I don't know. But it would make a whole lot of sense that the media would be trying to discredit the Ukrainians now in case that did happen before the election. Folks, these people lie all the time. I need you to understand that. These media people, the Democrats, swampy Republicans too, they're no different. The FBI, they are lying to you all the time. Everything they're pushing is a conspiracy theory is probably true. Now, the problem they're having is the media is losing control by the day. Elon now has ownership over Twitter, which has gotten better, not great, but better in the free speech space. Elon appears to be, at least surface-wise, committed to it. Let's see how deep it goes. You've also got platforms like Rumble. You've got True Social. You've got blogs out there. You've got search engines that don't revolve around Google anymore. They are losing control of the narrative. And their biggest fear right now, while they had control of this in the past, they were able to squash the Hunter Biden story before the election, is as that we didn't have Truth. We didn't have Rumble as it is now. We didn't have Twitter. The left is, folks, they're loading up their diapers right now. They are terrified of running an election with a free speech ecosystem out there because they're not going to be able to just gaff you off as a conspiracy theorist anymore. And their biggest fear is artificial intelligence. Now, I'm concerned about artificial intelligence too, but the thing about artificial intelligence that freaks them out is, folks, artificial intelligence, if it works as advertised, would be a fact check on the left's endless stream of nonsense. Imagine AI. You know how Twitter works? Some of you may not. So I'll just, for those of you who don't know, with Twitter, if you put up something blatantly false and it gets any traction, there's a community note where a bunch of people can go in and basically say, hey, this tweet is bullshit and here's why, and they can put sources to it. The Biden administration's fear about AI is all of this stuff I told you about before that they were able to squash, the Hunter Biden story, you know, attack me for being a conspiracy theorist on Spygate. All of this, Ukraine's not corrupt, all this other stuff. What they're afraid of is that AI is going to come in and act like one big community note, which will destroy the Democrats because, as I started this segment, they freaking lie all the time, folks. The Democrats lie about everything all the time. Now, do you understand this in the Wall Street Journal? James Freeman, Biden's new power grab. Biden's, he's grabbing something else? Oh, yeah, he's not just kids. He's not just sniffing people and grabbing women. The Journal's John McKinnon and these others reported early Monday that Biden's team plans to invoke emergency federal powers aimed at reining in the risks of artificial intelligence. Oh. They're going to have to notify the government when developing any system that poses a serious risk to national security, national economic security, or national public health and safety. Didn't they say the same thing about COVID misinformation? Like if you dared report that it leaked from the lab, which did, or if you dared report that COVID surgical masks don't actually protect against COVID, which they don't, or if you dared report that the vaccine was having issues and likely wouldn't protect you against COVID, which it won't. Didn't they, guys, didn't they say that was a public health thing? See why they're so afraid of artificial intelligence now? They're afraid it is going to work to cut their bullshit off. And they're going right back where they always go every single time. I'm going to play this cut. I'm going to take a quick break here. But here's Kamala Harris yesterday. I want you to listen very carefully to the words she uses when talking about their efforts to censor artificial intelligence. Check this out.
All to help make sure that the benefits of AI are shared equitably and to address predictable threats, such as algorithmic discrimination. We named it the Blueprint for an AI Bill of Rights.
Oh, algorithmic discrimination. Notice the focus group tested insertion of the word discrimination in there. Why do you think that is? They're terrified that if the White House, say there's another incident with a white police officer and a subject who happens to be black, they're terrified that they won't be able to. It's not just about COVID, it's about other stuff. That when they tell you that police officers are hunting unarmed black men in the streets, what they're afraid of is that AI is going to come in and actually fact check that with stats. And what they'll call that is they'll call that discrimination. You're not telling people the truth about race in America, AI guy. You see what they're doing? They are so freaking terrified of a free speech ecosystem that fact checks them on their bullshit, that they're automatically moving to regulate it via government and algorithmic discrimination. And folks, these people are so predictable. They want to be able to pump this propaganda out nonstop. I got two cuts back to back from Mayorkas that'll show you exactly what I mean. Imagine AI fact-checking Alejandro Mayorkas, our DHS secretary, when he says something like, the border's secure. Can you imagine the hilarity of AI fact-checking that? It would be a total meltdown online. They want to be able to say it, though. I'll show you what I mean coming up. Don't go anywhere. Our last break, appreciate your patience. EKPure.com. Guess what costs Americans about $11 billion a year? Flu season, which is now kids miss school, they get sick, parents miss work, and they get sick too. Now you can add in the COVID variant to the mix. That's why I have EnviroCleanse in my home. It's running right now. The new science at home, air purification. This thing works. EnviroCleanse is proven to help capture and destroy airborne viruses from your home, plus some bacteria, toxins, mold, and allergens. Breathe healthy air. EnviroCleanse technology, so powerful, was chosen by the military to purify the air systems on board our fleets. EnviroCleanse helps keep our servicemen and women healthier. And EnviroCleanse is the only home air purifier that promises you and your family better health by helping clear your home of minor colds and other viruses. I have EnviroCleanse in the house running right now, and I got you a 10% discount, so you can get one too. Go to ekpure.com and use promo code Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O. Pick it up today. That's promo code Bongino at ekpure.com. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. And our last sponsor today, Helix Mattresses. As you can tell today, I'm pretty geeked up for today's show. I had a great night's sleep last night. 8 hours, which never, ever happens. I sleep on a Helix mattress. Get one for yourself. They offer 20 unique mattresses for big, tall, short, wide, even special ones for kids. To find the perfect fit for you, Helix provides a 100-night in-home sleep trial. No matter your sleeping position, I'm a side sleeper, Helix is the answer. Memory foam, hybrid, all the more responsive to the individual with enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating. Helix is about comfort, care, and a great night's sleep. My Helix mattress is the best I've slept on. The setup is fast and super easy. Don't take my word for it, though. GQ and Wired Magazine have named Helix their number one mattress. Take the Helix sleep quiz at helixsleep.com/Dan and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. As a bonus, Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows. Go to helixsleep.com/Dan. It's their best offer yet. It won't last long. I sleep on one. I love it. I have the Midnight Lux. Helixsleep.com/Dan. Helix, H-E-L-I-X, H-E-L-I-X. Helixsleep.com/Dan. With Helix, better sleep starts tonight. Check them out. All right, back to the show. This is the perfect example of what I'm talking about. Conspiracy theory charge they use against us all the time that always turns out to be fake. the fact that they pump propaganda, and in the past they've controlled Twitter, Facebook, and Google and been able to pump that propaganda unchallenged. That entire thing is falling apart right now. They lie to you. They lie to you all the time. Nothing the Democrats and the media activist operation tell you are true. Nothing. Everything is bullshit. AI scares them because they don't want stuff like this to happen. Here's what I'm talking about. Here's Mayorkas yesterday up on Capitol Hill, our DHS secretary, who should have been impeached a long time ago. This guy, he just does not want to come clean on DHS efforts to work with social media to censor. Elon Musk just told you that there was an extensive censorship operation at Twitter working with the government, DHS, and the FBI. He just told you it happened. We know it happened. People are on the record talking about it happening. I just showed you the Yoel Roth guy from Twitter's sworn deposition. What else could you possibly need to see? Here's Mayorkas, who's the DHS secretary, who still doesn't want to fess up to the extensive censorship operation they've been engaging in. This is why AI freaks him out. Check this out.
Do you think a threat to the homeland is a discussion of vaccine efficacy?
I do not. A ranking member, Paul.
If you'll have your staff read, and I think it'd be good for you to read also the Missouri versus Biden case, it lists time and time again discussion of constitutionally protected speech that has nothing to do with national security. So when you say you didn't mean to do with that, yes, you were meeting. You just disagree with the characterization of it. Were you meeting with social media companies to discuss content moderation? And your answer to that is no. Specific question. Did you meet with them, and were you meeting with them to discuss content on the internet?
My answer remains the same, Ranking Member Paul, that we met on a periodic basis with other federal agencies and a group of social media companies to speak with them about the threat environment that the homeland faced.
Right, and this includes discussion of vaccine efficacy, mask efficacy, Hunter Biden's laptop. Are these meetings still occurring?
Ranking Member Paul, they are not. We do not participate in any.
Wait, I don't understand. So he just admitted what Yoel Roth and others and Elon have already told you, that they've been meeting with social media companies and censoring you. And then he says they're not doing it anymore. Why are you not doing it anymore? Oh, because there was a court order. Why? Because you guys got smacked down for violating Americans' constitutional rights. That's why. You understand what's going on here? This is why the artificial intelligence thing freaks him out. And by the way, I'm not telling you it's not a big risk with AI. There is. We've discussed that at length. I'm simply telling you why the Democrats and the media are afraid of AI has nothing to do with destruction of the world and launching a nuclear weapon and Terminator-like takeovers. It has everything to do with their ability to bullshit you going away. Every single search engine would be subjected that used AI, which would be a competitive advantage, would shut these people down with basic facts. If the AI is actually working, if he said something like, can I give you an example? Folks in the chat, I need you, because we got a lot of people watching. Is this boring you? Yes, it's boring you. No, it's not. Because this is super important. You understand that this isn't the future. It's here right now. I need you to understand how much this freaks them out. They want to be able to go out there and say, we did not meet with social media companies to censor people. And then people go online and put in an AI search engine. Did the DHS do it? And it's not human beings, liberals censoring. It's an AI person, an AI entity, whatever you want to call it, not a person, obviously, saying, yes, they did. Here's the evidence. This is what they're afraid of. This is why Biden's got his freaking tentacles in AI. And what he talks about, algorithmic discrimination, what he means is we're not going to have our liberal search engine censors filtering out shitty information for us anymore. That's what he's talking about. He wants Alejandro Mayorkas to be able to go up on Capitol Hill and tell you the border's secure. Then people are going to go to ChatGPT. Is the border secure? It's going to come back, if it's an honest AI, and say, absolutely not. Here are the numbers now. Here are the numbers historically. Here's Mayorkas yesterday, up on Capitol Hill yesterday again. When asked how many people are let in the country, tying it back, the show always has connections, tying it back to the beginning of the show. NBC News tells you it's a conspiracy theory that there's a threat in the United States. Here's Alejandro Mayorkas yesterday. I love that you keep putting that up. I never was able to see this stuff. Let's just keep humiliating these pieces of garbage at NBC. Here's our own Department of Homeland Security guy who has no idea how many people have been let in the country. None. Could they be Hezbollah terrorists? Folks, Hezbollah has been operating in Mexico since at least 2009. Did you know that? Look it up. You think they're not here? Listen to yourself.
I don't need an exact number. So what do we got?
Senator, let me say.
I need numbers. Again, don't filibuster me. How many people has this administration let into the country?
Let me say at the outset that our job would be a lot easier if the broken immigration system was fixed.
Mr. Secretary, I want a number. How many people have you let into this country?
I should also
comment. Okay, I'll give you the number. It's about 6 million.
He doesn't even know. He's right. He does know, folks. Keep in mind, he knows. But you understand he has to lie? He has to bullshit you to make you believe that the President of the United States is doing something to keep you and your family alive and out of a terrorist attack. Listen. I'm going to ask you a question again. I put it out on Twitter and Truth this morning. If the president of the United States in the chat, please help me out here. This is a serious question. Please think about. Don't just instinctively respond. This is serious. I don't mean it as hyperbole. Okay, enough of the qualifiers. If you were intentionally trying to destroy the United States, but wanted to cover it up, because why? You want to get reelected. Biden can't come out tomorrow. I want you to think of this practically. That's why I say don't respond right away. If you were trying to destroy the United States but had to hide it because you want to keep your job as president and get reelected, you obviously can't run with a campaign slogan, Joe Biden, I'm destroying the United States. If you were trying to do it tactically, tacitly, but efficiently, would you do anything different than Joe Biden's doing now? Anything at all? And if you would, what would you do different? Tell me in the chat, because I'm telling you as a friend of yours, I can't think of a single thing I'd do differently. First, I would debase the currency. And then while the currency is being debased through inflation, I would spend even more money. I covered that yesterday. We're paying. There you go. I mean, no. Absolutely not. Capital knows. No. Ladies and gentlemen, I am 100% with you. I wouldn't do anything differently. Destroy the currency. Spend as much money as you can before you leave office, ensuring a bankruptcy. Open up the border, incite a terror attack overseas by distracting your intel and law enforcement agencies. Then when the attack happens, cry Islamophobia and pretend this is all about attacks on Muslims when in fact it was an anti-Semitic attack. What else would you do differently? What else? Let me show you why I asked this question. Remember Representative Tim Burchett? Love this guy. Good guy. He's the UFO guy we've had on. Very interesting guy. We had him on our live Nashville show. He tweeted this out the other day. Oh, no. POTUS wants, the President of the United States wants more money for border security. Oh, he does? This is what I would do. Again, if I'm tactically, put up what this is for. If I'm tactically trying to destroy the United States, I come out with a big press release that the Biden White House wants more money for border security to make you believe I'm trying to keep terrorists out of the country. Oh, look, Tim Burchett notes, here's the actual fact sheet about what the border security, air quotes, money is for. Quote, fast processing for recent arrivals. You mean into the country? I thought this was for security. To streamline the processing of eligible refugees. And to successfully resettle these people in the United States. Folks. It's right there. Just read it. You think the Biden administration wants more money for, they want more money for insecurity. Yet Karine Jean-Pierre, this absolutely hapless buffoon of a moron, will go up in front of the podium and go, Republicans are blocking our border security measures and all this money. None of this involves security. It involves insecurity. Yes, she does. None of this. It's right there. Ugh. And all the time, ladies and gentlemen, the FBI is distracted. Distracted. They are not doing what you think they're doing. They are, watch Police State, man. Pick up the DVD or something, and you'll see the actual victims of these people, the FBI. They're not out there investigating Hamas and others. They're not doing any of that. They're investigating pro-lifers. They're investigating school board parents, January 6 people, and they're wasting your freaking time. And all of your money is going for insecurity to process people into the country who have no business being here. I got to tell you, I'm getting confused. I'm going to ask you a favor, Guy. I should have said this yesterday. Maybe for next week or something. Can you guys put together for me a handy chart? You ever see a tea table in accounting? Can you put together a handy chart for me? And folks, what do you think about this in the chat? I always love it. You think it's a good idea? I'm getting confused about the term domestic terrorism. I'm serious. Like, I'm really, I mean, I know what it is. It's a terrorist who's on our soil. Someone using terror for some kind of political cause, okay? However, I've been told by the Biden administration that so many people are domestic terrorists, while they refuse to call people who are posting and screaming about from the river to the sea and Jewish genocide domestic terrorists, that I honestly don't know what they mean by domestic terrorists. So I was thinking about this. If you could put together a little chart for me, I'd really appreciate it. So on one side, you could put something like, you know, Biden's guide, handy guide to domestic terror. Parents at school boards, keeping porn out of libraries, domestic terrorism scale, 10 on a 1 through, definitely a 10. What do you think of this? Is this going to work? This guy, and we can pull it. Remember like the, yeah, what I'm thinking of, remember the ex-John thing, Guy, with the shooters? If it's white versus black, black versus white, and you had all the ex, but we need something like this because I'm losing track. If you attend Latin mass and you're a Christian, domestic terror, 1 through 10 scale risk, definitely a 9. Definitely a 9. Pro-lifers, 100% a 10. MAGA crowd, 7 and 8 plus qualifiers. If you went to a Stop the Steal rally, you're a 10. And then at the bottom, you have to categorize it for me too, the domestic terror scale. Yes, no, this is why I'm going with this. And now you'll see where I'm going with this. Those are the easy ones. That's nothing new. You'll be like, Dan, that's not a big deal. We've already known that you're a domestic terrorist. But I'm confused. Because if you're a MAGA supporter and you were to go on a college campus and tragically, and you're not part of our movement, but if you claim it and were to say something like death to the Jews, Guy, do you think you'd be a domestic terrorist 10? No, MAGA supporter. Yeah, okay, yes, okay. See, even Guy's confused. This proves my point. He didn't hear the qualifier in the beginning. This proves my point. I did not intend, this is not an act, I'm playing with Guy. He's like, no, because I know what you thought I was going to say. Now I'll go to what you thought I was going to say. I could almost read your mind. If you are a guy with a Palestinian flag and you claim the Muslim faith and you walk on a college campus and say, a death to the Jews from the river to the sea, are you then a domestic terrorist? Okay, you proved my point. He did. You're just oppressed. He did. The definition is not domestic terror. You're oppressed. Thank you. That's what you got to put together for me. Why am I bringing this up? Because I was told by Newsweek just a couple weeks ago in an article that was sent out that the FBI has deemed what they note anti-government, anti-authority, violent extremists to be a huge domestic terror threat. Yeah, I'm going to skip over that. That this is the biggest threat to the country. The federal government believes, this is Newsweek, folks. Donald Trump followers targeted by FBI as 2024 election years. This is what they're doing while the terror threat around the world goes crazy. Wait, back to the first one. The federal government believes the threat of violence and civil disturbances before the election is so great, it's created a new category of extremists it seeks to track and counter. Donald Trump's army of MAGA followers. This is Newsweek, bro. This isn't Bongino.com. This is Newsweek. You guys are agave, anti-government, anti-authority, violent extremism. You didn't know you were the problem, did you? Now, if this MAGA group were to go on a college campus again and scream from the river to the sea, which is a call for Jewish genocide, then most definitely those MAGA people would be in the DC gulags with the January 6th folks, correct? But this is why I'm a little confused here. So John Kirby, the White House spokesidiot, who's almost as bad as Karine Jean-Pierre these days, just debasing his credibility second by second. John Kirby was asked a simple question. I have no problem with you protesting support for Israel as a matter of First Amendment. I disagree with you as a matter of principle. However, it's your First Amendment right. I do have a real problem, however, with you going on a college campus or anywhere else and calling for the river to the sea and for Jewish genocide, because that makes you a terrorist and a murderer and a supporter of that. So that we can kind of put a hard pass on, not okay with that. But it's really strange. John Kirby, who had no problem sicking their FBI on MAGA supporters as anti-government, anti-authority, violent extremists, they have a real problem when you basically scream, kill the Jews on a college campus. Here, check this out.
People in this country making violent anti-Semitic threats, are they domestic terrorists?
I don't know that we're classifying people as domestic terrorists for that. I mean, that's really a question better left to law enforcement. I'm not aware that there's been such a characterization of that.
Hey, can you go back to that Newsweek article for a second? The first one about the Trump supporters. Donald Trump followers targeted by FBI as 2024 election nears. They have no problem calling them a, quote, new category of extremists. It seeks to both track and counter Donald Trump's army of MAGA followers. Yet John Kirby's asked specifically about people threatening Jews all over the country on campuses. And it's strange. John Kirby's like, I really don't want to go that far. Call them, you know, extremists and domestic terrorists. Mostly peaceful. Mostly peaceful. Mostly peaceful calls for Jewish genocide. But then, one matter of fact, they're like, once we kill the Jews, we'll think about being mostly peaceful. Okay, explains it. Sums it right up. Thank you. Thanks for being clear on that. Folks, we're living in a police state right now. That's why we did the film. You think I'm messing around with you? You think this is hyperbole? We're just sitting here trying to spin your wheels or something? You're living in a damn police state, man. Right now. These people are targeting you. They're not hiding it. And the terror threat is here. It's here right now. Hezbollah is in Mexico and likely in the United States. They are probably crossing our border right now. The media is working with them to downplay the threat. Morons like NBC News. And if you listen to them, you're probably going to get yourself hurt or killed. I want to end with this today. Go to that Fox News clip, if you would. Because I like themes again throughout the show. Ladies and gentlemen, if Joe Biden were trying to destroy the United States, but do it in a way that was quiet and tactical enough that useful idiots would vote for him. This has happened throughout human history. Fascists, tyrants, and losers get in charge and destroy and run a country into the ground. If Joe Biden were trying to do it, would he do it any differently? The answer is absolutely not. You have never seen a destructive force like this in politics in your lifetime. Fox News covered this too. The first step to destroying a country economically nearly every single time, if you read a history book, is debasing and destroying the currency. Finally, someone covers it on a Fox segment. It is not that inflation is leveling off, folks. It's that prices have never gone down. Inflation compounds. If prices go up 10% one year, 10% the next year, and 3% the next year, and never go negative in any year, those prices are compounded each year. In other words, the 3%, oh, look, we cut it by a third. Doesn't matter. They're still up by the 10% and the 11% from the year before. Fox covered this part yesterday. Check this out.
The price of Halloween candy soaring 13% from last year, but that's on top of the 14% gain the year before. That comes from data from a company called Datassembly. So if you take a look at the most recent CPI report, they showed that annually sugar is up 6.5%, candy up 7.5%, cakes, cupcakes seeing a near 5% increase. But those packaged Halloween candies, we're talking about a 27% increase in 2 years' time.
Now, this segment's meant to be a lighter one on Fox about Halloween candy. It applies to everything, folks. If a gallon of gas is $10 and it goes up 10%, it's $11. If it never goes down and inflation's 3% the next year, it's 3% on top of the 11, not the 10. That's why people are hurting right now. If the guy was trying to wreck the country, he would do absolutely nothing different. Nothing. Nothing. All right, folks, I so much appreciate it. Listen, our film, Police State, it's available now. The DVD, I encourage you to check it out if you want. If not, it's up to you. You know, I'm not like the death of a salesman guy or whatever. PoliceStateFilm.net is the website. I promise you it's worth your time. Don't take my word for it. Read the reviews on social media. Just, you need to see this stuff. PoliceStateFilm.net. And as always, join us for the chat. I got in there today at about 10 o'clock. I usually get in there a little earlier. Sorry, I was doing something this morning. Was chatting with some of you. I'm D. Bongino Show in there. You want to shout out? I saw we had Snowman in this one. He was very upset. I know a lot of you, it seemed like he ran out of lotion or whatever happened. He was very upset this morning in the chat. But we enjoy, trolls, you're welcome. Gives me something to do, and me and Joe get a good laugh out of it. So you're welcome in the chat anytime. The show starts at 11 a.m. Eastern time every single day, rumble.com/Bongino. But the P1s get in the chat early, some as early as 9:30. So we love you all. Thanks so much. Please follow the show. Click that green follow button on Rumble and download the Rumble app. Appreciate it. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.